That might very well be true.
Yeah.
That song's usually like 15 minutes long.
15-minute-long song. This is the radio edit, people. Yeah. Live. It's a live radio edit.
Appreciate it.
If you're just tuning in, we are Proper Company. We're so happy to be here tonight.
Oh my God.
We've got another song for you. This song is called Hannah, and this is our most brand spanking new, freshest song we have.
We're going to be in the studio this Sunday recording this song, as a matter of fact.
This will be coming out after the EP. We haven't even talked about the EP.
My God.
George, tell us a little bit about that EP we have coming out as Proper Company.
When are we releasing it? How are we releasing it?
We're releasing this in April. April 17th.
21st, I think.
Whoa. April 21st. April 21st. I'm getting my facts messed up. With the new review. April 21st with the new review in Deja Vu at Thunder Road Music Club in Union Square, Somerville. Make sure you get out there and grab a copy of this EP. It was mixed and produced by an amazing gentleman by the name of Adam Weiss.
We love you, Adam.
We love you, Adam. And that being said, this song, we're going to be going into the recording studio on Sunday, so you guys can look forward to that in the future as well. Yep.
I want it. I know you got it. Baby, come on, put it all on the table. With this fever, creep from the ether, let me have my way with ya. It locks so tight, babe, it's alright, we can take it slow. Let me show you how. Henna, 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 won't you open your door? Henna, 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 won't you open your door? Like the first time, quench this thirst like you never knew. Oh, I know that you try to fight it, whisper you like it, let me give it to you, yeah. It can't be wrong, you've waited so long to have your turn. You'll never know if she opened her door.
That's the best part about it. This is like one of those cliffhanger novels.
Yeah, it's like, for the music nerds out there, we end on the dominant chord.
Yeah, it's like...
will she open that door?
No one ever knows.
All right, we got one more song for y'all.
That is the nerdiest thing. That's the nerdiest thing we've done in public.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much again for having us here tonight. We're really, really happy to be here. And you don't want to miss this show at Thunder Road. It's an amazing lineup. It's an amazing venue. So check us out at www.propercompanyband.com. Our last song.
Do we have time for two? Oh, okay. We have time for two.
Hey.
I was not aware. Yeah, we ran through that set.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
Want to do Devil and Then?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All right, our second to last song is called Devil.
It's about the devil. It's an origin story, if you will. Three people in this room who we invited here specially to say, like, clap for us. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, you guys are.
Thanks! Amazing. You guys are amazing!
Yeah. It's weird to just talk at nothing.
We're not talking to nothing. We'll get you a mic next time, Blaine.
We'll get you a mic. All right. We are Proper Company. We have one more tune for y'all. This song is called Love Like You.
I will say this is, under no bias whatsoever, this is my favorite song. And Mrs. Heather Woods wrote this song.
Like the early birds, got nothing on me. My alarm clock never sounded so sweet. Now that I got someone I can't wait to meet. Well, hallelujah.
I found someone.
Thank you so much. We are proper company. Special thanks to WMFO for having us here tonight.
If y'all are in your car and you were just as excited as I was about that last vocal performance, you should clap your hands. We can hear you. I promise.
The radio works both ways.
We're the radio board, yeah. That, and that's like, honestly, that's the most horrifying thought I've ever. The radio works both ways. Blank. On that note, have
we're
a wonderful
leave
night.
You, yeah, we're going to leave you with some nightmares now. Have
if you
a good
guys,
night.
If you guys want to hear our brand new single, Stumbling, go to propercompanyband.com. And if you want to support my Pledge Music campaign, go to georgewoodsmusic.com. Have a great night.
Seven braids. And-
and the burden of lonely strength. She, a compassionate ear, and the skills of razors and shears. Victors to write their story. Sage woman, she knows that the wind of trickery is a loss.
You You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Season of Perfection from The Luxury. Before that, Delilah from Catherine Capozzi and Axe Monkey, and On the Phone from Will R. And before that, George Woods, who's now here with also
proper company.
Yes,
sir.
And hey, pun intended.
Absolutely, always.
Truth is.
Yeah, so thanks a lot for an amazing performance. Joel was great on the engineering as well.
Give it up for Joel Simkins.
You could hear it anywhere in this building. You could hear it.
My God. Mikey, thank you so much for having us on the show, man. Thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to be here and to share our music with you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
So you guys were already talking about your show at Thunder Road, but let's remind everybody.
Sounds good.
It's April 21st. Disclaimer, if the date is a day off. We're playing with the New Review and Beja Vu. We're opening the show. We're releasing our, I guess as of now, self-titled EP.
Yeah, nice to mention it.
Yeah. Self-titled Proper Company EP. So yeah, Thunder Road.
That decision,
the things that never come up in rehearsal.
Oh my God, that self-titled.
What should we call this?
You know, Proper Company.
At least we figured that out before we got to the venue.
Yeah, right. It's true. Now we realize we need to have a discussion about the name of the EP. Yeah, Thunder Road, April 21st. It's going to be, oh my goodness, it's going to be such an amazing night. The New Review and Beja Vu are both such great bands. It's like, we're going to be really, really lucky to be sharing the stage with them. And all of the things that we're missing in our performance tonight are going to be there. I never realized, we just recently had a great friend of ours named Mark Zaleski throw saxophone on Stumbling, the single. And tonight was the first time that we've played it since we had the saxophone on the track. And I was just like missing that saxophone the whole time.
I was missing him too, man.
So we'll have Mark Zaleski there and we'll have Chris Enright on keys. It's going to be...
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party.
In case you're listening, Mark and Chris, we love you.
We love you. We miss you.
It's always a party.
It's always
Proper
a party.
Company.
Is that the name of the EP? No.
It's always a party.
It's always a party.
You heard it here, folks.
Most awkward name on the planet.
It's always a party.
I got to tell you, I'm really
awkward
glad.
Awkward turtle.
I'm really glad I wore this leopard print suit from our radio interview, guys. I look good.
Yeah, you
look
do.
Great.
Yeah. I was wondering, too. I was asking when we were done, I hope that my scarf looks good on radio.
Yeah, I think your scarf looks amazing on radio.
Okay, good.
All scarves look good on radio.
Yeah, that's great. Man, I wish people could see those pants right now. I wish this whole interview could be about the pants that you're wearing, because they're amazing.
They
can we just talk
amazing.
About that?
I do what I can.
For the entire interview, can it just be about that?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's supposed to be about the music, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's kind of what we're saying.
Maybe we wrote the music about your pants.
Oh, there's a lot going on there. You could write an album about those
pants. People write songs about my bathrobes.
Oh.
I don't know about my pants.
I believe... Everything you just said.
Are those like 90s R&B albums that are made about your bathrobe?
Well, I don't know. I think they're indie rock.
Oh, my God. But this band is sort of an evolution of...
It's been an adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how did it start?
Well,
you guys like had an argument or something? Or?
Well... I'm a singer-songwriter, obviously, and I was playing for a long time, and this band started because we discovered very quickly that you can't sell folk and funk under the same name. And and it goes with, and dividing up the bands to George Wood's solo folk project, singer-songwriter project, and to Proper Company soul, pop, funk project, it allowed not only for... better marketability within the band, but it also allowed for a better co-writing process, which was already happening. And it, Hannah actually is our first song completely written all together in the same room.
Yeah,
and we're really
true.
Proud of it.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's been absolutely awesome. Not to mention that, but getting more songwriters in by the name of Blaine Crawford over here,
and by the name
of Heather Woods.
Yeah. It's fun. It ends up being eclectic. Like, that's what I really love about Proper Company is that it ends up like, I feel like I need to look at you, and that's like the opposite of my mic, but it ends up being like so eclectic when any one of us brings in a song that like, there's like a style that it ends up going towards, but it's so great to like, have a place to bring in like all of these songs that I've been writing and for like Heather to, because we did an album for Heather that's amazing, and you should check out Heather Woods' album also.
Truth.
But then she started bringing in like more soulful things that didn't work on that, and we all just... write things that work for this project, and it comes out eclectic at first, and then we sort of like have this sound that's developing when we co-write like Hannah together.
Proper
it's really
company.
Fun.
Proper company, the song repository for things we can't use elsewhere. that's kind of what we just said.
Is that a good, is that a catchy album?
Yeah,
title?
Song repository.
Yeah.
EP, Proper Company, April 21st, Thunder Road. Check it out, people.
Free suppository.
So it's really that, it's really that you guys like can't focus on your other stuff.
That's essentially right.
Because you're
yeah.
just so mesmerized by working with each other.
It's very incestuous.
We love each other. It's true.
It's true. And I have to say, like it, like I said in there while we were playing, it is the greatest joy in my life to make music with my best friends. And it's such a wonderful thing to have best friends who are so diverse as musicians that they can play on a folk record, play on an indie rock record, play on a funk soul record, go out and do a jazz gig if we have to, and really truly be able to nail not only the style of music but the person behind it, because we know each other so well and we know each other's musical souls, I guess you could say. So when Blaine and Vic play on my stuff, they really bring out the best parts of what it means to be George Woods. And when we play on Heather's stuff, we try to do the same for her. And the best thing about Proper Company is it is not focused on one person, but it's this coming together that allows us all to have equal, voice in the song. Rather than amplifying one artistic voice, we're amplifying all of our artistic voices at the same time. And that's where you get this eclectic thing that Blaine is talking about. And it's a blast, man. Yeah.
It really is fantastic.
It's quite yes, fun. We are fantastic.
No, well.
Well, one thing I notice is you guys are a lot more enthusiastic, like when you finish a song, more than like most of these, you know, bands that come through here.
We're having a blast.
Most of them are like, oh, was that okay? And you guys are like,
Dude, you shouldn't have told them that there wasn't actually an audience in there.
I know, yeah.
What do you mean?
We were not screaming about it, though.
Yeah, there were like 17 people crammed into that teeny tiny little Studio D right there.
It was quite...
They were real.
They were real. Mikey D is just for the listeners at home, Mikey D is just sitting here staring at us going, what have I brought into my room?
Yeah, Proper
what
Company.
What plague have I unleashed?
it's just a name to indicate all of our imaginary friends, right? Mm. I mean, we have a lot of Proper Company.
You know, something like, we get artistic too. Sometimes, like, you come to a show and it's just us screaming on stage for 45 minutes. And that really is when we let the imaginary friends take over.
Yeah, we wrote a song called Orange Anxiety that was very much like that.
Yeah.
I occasionally make the mistake of asking the audience for a couple of phrases to make up a song on. And the first person gave me orange, the other person gave me anxiety. And I said, that reminds me of Donald Trump's spray tan.
And then we
wrote a song off of that.
I don't think we wrote a song. I think we played free jazz.
Yeah, that's essentially what happened. Like,
I just stood there in shock.
Yeah,
so
she did.
That's what I did.
Oh man,
wish we could play that on the air right now. No,
yeah.
I don't.
No,
we're like steamrolling.
That song is where it belongs. It's in the past.
What else do we want to share about Proper Company?
Single.
Yeah.
Oh,
ProperCompanyBand.com, Stumblin', written by the very talented Mr. Blaine Crawford, and then co-written and refined by the rest of the band, and yeah.
Heck yeah. It's about my beautiful wife, Mr. Cole Crawford. Hi, babe. I love you. You're awesome.
I love you, too.
She really is a fantastic person.
She's
worthy of 1,000 songs.
A little side note about Blaine and Nicole Crawford. Blaine and Nicole Crawford are people who try to stay informed about the world, and they're not the kind of people who stay informed about the world and then complain about it. They're the kind of people who stay informed about the world and then put on a charity fundraising event and raise 10,000, 16?
Well, yeah, it was, we raised that night 1,100, but every dollar that we raised was met by 14 institutional donors.
That's right.
So the end of the night, all done and said, I think it was 16,030 something and change.
They raised 16,030 something and change to go towards refugees and the relief of
That's
refugees
awesome.
Around the world.
It was such a great show. We had so many bands at at a place here, Aeronaut in town. It was fantastic. They're great people to work with.
Oh yeah, the place rules. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love that place. Hey guys, if you're listening, you're awesome.
Oh, side note about Aeronaut, we're playing there pretty soon with Max Bailey.
Yeah.
Blank stare.
We really need to keep the calendar updated. Though. My God. My God. It's a circus.
I thought I was safe with my blank stare. So, yeah, right? Vic and I are both like, hold on. Wait, when is that? Why don't we tell the people when that is?
That's a good question. It's on my phone.
Blank stare.
My phone's in the other room.
I know. We didn't bring our phone. Oh, Vic has his phone. Vic's going to check it out. We'll get back to that
this
one.
Is the Noise Floor Sessions. You guys should check out Max Bailey and the Noise Floor Sessions.
Oh, that. I do know that. I forgot that wasn't at Lily Pad this time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. That's awesome. This, okay.
People are going to be like, wow, they're really inept. Wow.
Yeah, they're really. What organized and reliable, responsible people
true,
we are.
I want them to teach my children how to do the things that they do.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
This is freeform radio.
Yeah. So.
By definition, not just by name. By definition. Yeah. My God. It's just, I think anybody who's listening to this, if they haven't tuned out, they're just like, wow, I'm really into this sort of like vaudevillian incessant rambling. It's working for me. Yeah.
There are people that they just listen to this station and that's it.
Yeah.
They just leave it on there and for years they just listen to this station. That's
it. And
they
sit there writing indie songs about bathrobes and growing amazing beards.
Yes. Orange anxiety. Do you know what the worst thing ever too is when you ask an audience member to give you a word to rhyme in a song?
And they choose
90% of the time they will choose orange because there is no standard rhyme for the word orange in the English language. You have to come up with like really crazy stuff like door hinge
or just use
porridge.
Porridge.
Yeah, porridge. I was going to say you can use
but
a weird accent.
It's not porange. It's porridge.
Yeah, I know, but you can be like porange. You can use a weird accent. That's songwriting 101, people.
I think that's how accents started.
Yeah. So
I think that's how every
people
Rihanna
had awkward
song
rhymes. They said, well, that's my accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
pretty
agree.
Much.
You guys are getting a very intimate snapshot
of
our
rehearsal.
Creative process.
Yeah. This is.
I want you to know.
Yeah, my God. My God. Mikey D, steer this ship, man. It's going off course. The trains have run off the track.
All right. Proper company.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Fantastic performance.
Thank you, man.
Would you mind?
Good luck with the single. Good luck with the gigs. And
may
everything.
May I give a quick pitch for my solo project?
Yes, absolutely.
I have a Pledge Music campaign. If you guys are not aware of what Pledge Music is, Pledge Music is a crowdfunding platform where you can go to and help fund the creation of a brand new record. I'm in the midst of making my own solo record. And there's a lot of great prizes on there. Go check them out. I want to give them to you. I want to make music with you guys. And we even have a listening party. We even have listening party tickets, record production, anything you like, georgewoodsmusic.com. Go there. Check it out. Check out the Pledge Music campaign and help me make this record. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, now we're going to hear something from When Particles Collide.
So the after question of a novel one. lost all reason. I've come undone. Can't stop this wishing for something that will never come. I once had recourse for every single slight. Not that I need you around, that I can't keep with you.
My life. Holy.
Be a big brother's big sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Baby, this country.